This is Troy with the I Grow Salons podcast, and in this episode, I'll be discussing the importance of niching down and getting very, very specific about your branding and who it is that you're talking to. One of the biggest complaints I get from wig makers, hair brands, and stylists is that they're attracting the wrong followers. So followers who aren't ready to buy, followers who can't afford their products. So by niching down, that's one way to get super specific about who you're talking to and call out to the exact person that you're looking to serve. So if this sounds like you, definitely listen to this entire episode. By the way, I'll be including a discounted link to my Instagram ads masterclass, which is only 5 days away on May 17th. So if you'd like to learn how to use ads to sell more wigs, sell more extensions, and book more clients, you can sign up again by clicking the link in the description of the show notes. Let's get into this episode. So in this episode, I will be discussing narrowing your focus. So I get a lot of people saying that they want to attract a more, you know, luxury focus or higher end audience, but they're confused as to, you know, what actions they should take to do so. So what I discussed on my live earlier was one of the best ways to, you know, niche down and narrow your focus as far as, you know, who you're calling out to in your marketing is by getting super, super, super specific about who you serve. So I went as far as showing how, you know, we could use hashtags on Instagram to search for, you know, African-American nurses or African-American doctors or African-American lawyers. And we would brand our hair company around those industries. So our bio could say something like, you know, wigs for lawyers or wigs for doctors or wigs for, firefighters. But the point is, you're getting super specific about who you're calling out to. So if your profile says something like wigs for doctors, that kills like a couple of birds with one stone, because now you know who to engage with. You're no longer just engaging with hair hashtags and locations and, you know, just random broad stuff. You're getting super specific about who you engage with. So, you know, imagine using a hashtag, black doctors or black women doctors, and engaging with the users of those hashtags. So engaging meaning you're commenting, liking, following. So as you're commenting, liking, and following, you're sending signals out to these people. So when they log on to Instagram, they'll get a notification saying K Styles liked your post or Hair by J commented on your post. So from there, they will investigate to see, you know, who you are. When they land on your profile, it's going to say wigs for doctors or hair extensions for doctors. So they're going to self-identify with your brand. Hey, I'm a doctor. Hey, I wear wigs. Let me follow this person. Maybe even immediately let me buy from this person, because you know, someone who's a doctor has the money to buy a wig. So that's one of your best bets to, you know, really do your research on these industries that contain your ideal customer, and, you know, getting very, very specific about who you serve. Like, I serve hairstylists, wig makers, and hair brands. I could have went broad and been like, marketing coach. But, you know, that's too general. It's going to be a lot harder for me to get traction when I'm not specific about who I'm talking to initially. But as you start to gain traction, you know, with your wigs for nurses or your hair extensions for doctors or your lashes for lawyers. Did I say lawyers already? Once you start building, you know, your core, then you can expand from there. So nothing is wrong with, you know, getting super, super specific about who you're talking to, especially when you're trying to build a brand. If you want to attract build a brand of high paying, highly paid people or people who have money today to buy your products. I'm pretty sure most of you want customers today. You want people who, when you make a sale, they dig in their purse and pull out their credit card. You don't want, you know, 2 weeks or when I get paid or tomorrow whatever. You want those buyers who have the resources today. So that's one of the quickest and easiest ways to attract those type of audiences, literally calling out to them, being super specific about who you serve. I know one thing, people feel that they're doing is, you know, kind of like isolating themselves from everyone else, which you are doing, but there are more than enough people to serve when you get super specific like that. There are 1,000 doctors or 1,000 lawyers or 1,000 nurses. So there are more than enough people for you to serve. But like I said, once you start building, you know, your little core base, then they start telling their friends and their lawyer friends and their doctor friends. Then, you know, you go from there.